Good morning, Rain Partners. I recently read a study about the top 12 personal development topics. And you know what? The topic of confidence was the number one on the list that people were lacking the most. So I thought it'd be a wonderful time to ask Mr. Confidence himself how confidence can be built, grown, and what it's all about. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Uber Confidence, Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich.
Gosh, Russell, those are real big words for me to step up into and actually even own. I appreciate the introduction.
Well, I actually had to look up what Uber meant, so it's actually a good thing.
That's a good thing. Well, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm absolutely uber confident. You know, people would know that half the time I'm heading up onto a stage of any kind or any size, I'm nervous. You know, before I actually even prepare for these calls, I'm nervous. You know, there's always an absolute sense of determination to be really clear and really, in fact, confident in whatever it is I'm about to do. So I think there's a real true science, and I don't know if that's what you want to discuss today, but I think there's going to be a science to reveal to our friends about how do you produce confidence, really?
Well, absolutely. Now, first of all, Rich, would you agree that confidence would be one of the number one thing people are lacking, or be, if it's not number one, it's really high in the list?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think confidence is the one thing that we always seem to hold up as the card that if I were to have more of, if I were to have an unlimited supply of, if I was always able to have more, it would let me do more. It would let me earn more. It would let me get further and get into places I couldn't normally get. Confidence is not this thing, though. We're not born with confidence. It truly is a behavior. It truly becomes a persona. It becomes, in fact, I'd have to invite everyone to make a note of, it becomes a choice. You know, it really does. I recently recall, and as you all know, I had the chance of touring with Oprah Winfrey's team across the country, and I recall being in the airport in Calgary, and I was flying to Vancouver for the last and final show. And at the airport, right there by the gate, was this incredible group of Oprah's network team. So they had flown commercial to get to the next city. And I knew a couple of the people only by face. I didn't know them by name, and they certainly didn't know me very well, only as though I was just one of the talent that was up on stage. And in that moment, I remember just sipping on my Jugo juice, and I thought to myself, you know, how am I going to really leverage this moment? And I have to admit, folks, I was a little bit intimidated. You know, this is the kind of folks that people spend thousands of hours strategizing to penetrate. They think and are willing to spend hundreds of dollars, if not thousands, if not millions, just to get introductions to this type of team. So I kind of just wandered over there and just really, and I guess some would say confidently, well, hung out. Now, how confident are you folks on this call, confident in hanging out? So you see, it's not a matter of having to exude confidence, or as Russell would put it, having uber confidence. It's a matter of feeling comfortable in your own skin, determined and driven by your own personal mission, your own personal beliefs, or perhaps your own personal conviction that, you know what, whatever it is that you're up to, it's worth listening to. And I think that's where confidence begins to brew, is out of that self-proclamation that, you know what you're up to matters, and it's going to make a difference. Do you know what I'm saying there, Russ?
Well, I hear you. So would you agree that there's a little bit of a fine line between confidence and ego? Because we all know sometimes when we see somebody, it's just like, ooh, egomaniac, right? There's a little bit of a difference there, isn't there?
Absolutely. Well, you know, Eckhart Tolle wrote incredible books around the ego, and I certainly would recommend anyone who has time to look at his learning, teachings rather. And he speaks to the ego. He speaks of ego. And it's important for you to understand that there's a difference between confidence and ego. You know, my personal definition, the way I would relate to those two words is as such. Ego is like a classification. It's a characterization of self. And so, for example, when I want to be a real powerful presenter, I'll get into my ego, where that ego knows what it knows, and it knows it can do really well, and so it steps in there. So my voice changes, and the way I pronounce things become different, and the way I, in fact, even walk becomes different. It becomes a mindset, really. Now, confidence, though, is it just runs through your body. And why? Because it's controlled by your mind. And what's controlled by your mind? Just a decision. So when you have confidence, you don't have to really switch things on and off. Ego does. And you don't always have access to that switch. And even worse, sometimes that switch is hit by other things, other catalysts, other people, other comments, other circumstances. And so ego isn't something that you actually really want to perfect. Ego is not something you want having win at life. In fact, Ego might have gotten you some things, but certainly is not responsible for all the things you get to keep. You know, ego is not something that you can base long-term happiness on. It's confidence. Confidence is, in fact, one of the energetic pulses of being your true self. Being true to yourself, being true to your commitments, being true to your word, and just being a true stand for what it is you believe in. And that's what I love, is the examination of what people really want isn't actually just confidence. They want to feel at peace with who they are. They want to really feel at home with what they're up to. And they really want to get comfortable and confident in knowing who they are, what they do, and what they say matters. And if you can really, really be at home with those three things, knowing that the world is okay with it, that is going to be really cool. I want to share something with you. And again, I guess because this has been the Oprah month, I want to share with you a story that she had shared that I thought was quite fascinating. And she had said, you know, it didn't matter. It didn't matter if she had interviewed a murderer, a rapist. It wouldn't matter if it was Beyonce Knowles or President Clinton. It wouldn't matter if it was an incredible movie star, a rock band hero, or a politician. She said it didn't matter who it was. Every single time the interview ended, every single time, she said without fail, every single time, right when the cameras turned off, the person she was interviewing from all walks of life would lean over and say, how was that? Was that okay? Did you get what you needed? Was that good enough? All the time. And you think to yourself, Beyonce Knowles asking, was that good enough? Or Alicia Keys? Or a LeBron James? Or a President Clinton? Or all these other greats that she has interviewed over the past 30-plus years? My point is, friends, is that that is not a confidence issue. That's a commitment to having done a great thing. But the reality is that we all want to know, did what I say matter? Does who I am matter? And does my being here matter? And as soon as you can get the clear answers from the universe, from your environment, from your friends, family, your fellow investors, your joint venture partners, and in the real estate world at large, once you start getting clear that what you are doing and why you're here matters, it's not the ego that you need to be concerned about, and it won't be confidence. It'll be about how you get to channel the confidence that comes out of that and the new ego that you get to live with forever. And that's what I have to say about confidence and ego, Russell.
Wow, what a wonderful analogy. So we can actually boil that right down to is ego is something you put on and confidence is something that comes out. Would you say that?
Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely. Well said.
So maybe we can tie this next question up into even our homework for the week as well. Is what could be something tangible that we could actually do as part of our homework to, you know, because you mentioned that confidence is a choice. So what can we do tangibly this week to start increasing our confidence and getting some of those baby steps going forward?
Well, here's the homework for the week, folks, is I'd love for you to go out there and talk to three friends, family members, preferably not family members, preferably colleagues or associates, people that know you, maybe even good friends, and say, hey, listen, if you can list three things that I can be counted on for, three things, what would they be? What would they be? So if I called you, Russell, as a part of my homework, you would be one of my three colleagues or friends I would call, and I consider you both, and say, hey, Russell, listen, if you can count on me for three things, absolutely unequivocally count on me for them, what would they be? What can you count on me for? What would you say in return?
Oh, I'd say that just be a fantastic inspiration, be all prepared for a lot of the work that we have to do, and help stretch me to become more myself.
Wonderful. So you see what I'm saying, folks? Those are three great key insights. I never knew those three things, so thank you, Russell, for those. I'll definitely take those. And those three I'm going to make a list of. And as I go to my next friend and colleague, I've got three great people I can trust, and I'll have at least 9-plus terms that I can begin to build the framework for why I already am confident. It's just a matter of accepting that the world already sees me as such. And owning it for myself. So that's your homework for the week, Russ.
Wow, what a wonderful exercise. And you know what, quite honestly, that just that act of fulfilling upon what you know people are counting on you for will give you confidence, which will just be an upward spiral, won't it, Rich?
Absolutely, my friend. The reality is that right now in this day and age is that as a real estate investor, as a real estate partner, as a real estate advisor, looking to help people achieve their financial certain futures, it's not going to be an easy task. And one thing that they're looking for is not just answers to their questions, it's confidence in the future. So if you don't have confidence now and exude it, by taking responsibility for how you need to create it for yourself starting now, then you're not going to be very successful at being able to go out there and raise capital or align with joint venture partners or certainly be successful in real estate. You want to have that confidence, and you can have it by starting that type of homework and doing some groundwork starting now.
Wow, what a wonderful message. It's all about confidence and strengthening this skill, because it is a skill and it is a choice. Rain Partners, what a wonderful way to start your week. If you have any questions or need any of our support, please call our office at 1-888-824-7346. Experts are standing by. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.